AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran is creating a government agency to control and tax vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian leaders are also considering the latest offer to end the war with the U.S. Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Baghaei says the last conversations we had with our Pakistani counterpart focused on our suggested proposal, a 14-item proposal that has been relayed to the Americans through Pakistan. Their views were presented to us, and we have their proposal under review. As soon as we finalize, our response will be shared with our Pakistani mediator, and based on the results of these message exchanges, the next steps will be decided. U.S. UN Ambassador Mike Waltz says Security Council members must back a resolution condemning Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz.
We like to talk a lot about international law here at the UN. Well, Iran's indiscriminate mining and tolling efforts in the Strait of Hormuz are textbook violations of international law.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke with Pope Francis at the Vatican. Here's the AP's Nicole Winfield.
This visit came after weeks of sparring between President Donald Trump and Pope Leo, with Trump criticizing Leo's call for peace and dialogue to end the Iran war. By the end of the audience, it appeared that at least the tensions had come down a little bit.
Former FBI Director James Comey wants to cancel his upcoming court appearance in North Carolina. He says it's unnecessary because he's already surrendered in Virginia, where he lives, and has gone before a judge there. The Justice Department is supporting the request. Comey is charged with knowingly and willfully communicating a threat against President Trump with an Instagram photo of eggshells in the numerical arrangement 8647. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Officials are looking for any type of spread of disease after passengers left a stricken ship.
Oceanwide Expeditions has revealed that 29 passengers from at least 12 different countries disembarked from one of its cruise ships hit by a hantavirus outbreak without contact tracing nearly 2 weeks after the first passenger died on board. YouTuber and former passenger Rui Chenet told Sky News.
We were not informed about the situation. And the ship management, I think, didn't know anything about the virus.
The Dutch Health Ministry says a flight attendant on a plane briefly boarded by an infected cruise passenger who later died was showing symptoms of hantavirus. If the flight attendant tests positive, she could be the first known person not on the ship to become infected. Symptoms usually appear between 1 and 8 weeks after exposure. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.